that tonight.
Is that much of a distraction for you guys?
I don't know that it's been a big distraction. I'm not going to make that an excuse for us not winning games. We're aware of it, but no, not a distraction.
Can you tell us about Randy and what you like about him as a coach?
Randy's, he kind of coaches, similar to what I've heard is how he played. You know, he wants us to be a hardworking team who keeps it simple, and so that's kind of been the message. We're still getting to know him.
You got a big goal in this building on October 9th, the first since the return of the Jets. Then you got injured. Your thoughts on that first game and what you take from that? Is that a fond memory for you with the goal?
Yeah, no, it was. It was really fun. It was exciting to be here and be part of the return to Winnipeg for sure. And to get the first one there was really cool, something I'll always remember.
Two much different teams. What are you expecting here tonight? What are the keys for you guys to get a win against the Jets?
You know, for us, we got to worry a little more about our game than the Jets right now. I think that we'll be aware of what they're capable of, but at the same time, I'll give you the old, it's much more about us right now and how we play than worrying about the other team.
You mentioned some cliches. Is one of them getting a good start in that first goal for you guys?
Not necessarily. We got the first goal last game and it didn't really work out so well. So I think more importantly, to play a game we're happy with throughout the whole game.
Do you expect a different thing than the one you saw here, game one in Winnipeg?
Maybe so. I don't remember. I played like 3 minutes of that game, Luke, so I don't really remember much about that game. Yeah.
What's missing for you guys right now?
If I had that answer, we would have won the last three. So we're working on it. You know, I could cliche to death with we got to stay consistent through 60 minutes, but that's the obvious one.
Thanks, Michael.
Yep.